Tennis isn't just about perfect strokes. It's a mental battlefield where strategy often trumps technique. Brad Gilbert discovered this truth early in his career when facing technically superior opponents. Despite his unorthodox playing style, Gilbert rose to World Hash 4 and later coached Andre Hagassi from Hash 32 to Hash 1 in just over a year. His revolutionary insight? While most players obsess over technical perfection, matches are often won by those who master the mental game, preparation, strategy, and tactical awareness. This approach, which Gilbert calls winning ugly, has transformed how tennis is played at all levels. Even as the sport has evolved through the eras of Selys, Federer, and Djokovic, Gilbert's tactical wisdom remains remarkably relevant. The beauty of his approach is that recreational players can dramatically improve their results without changing their strokes, simply by thinking more strategically about the game. Top players begin their matches mentally long before the first serve. While amateurs find rhythm during the first set, champions arrive ready to grab you by the throat from point one. This pre-match preparation creates the early edge, a critical advantage that starts before reaching the court. Your mental warm-up should begin in the car, sidewalk, or the night before. Visualize specific shots and review your opponent's tendencies. What are their weapons and weaknesses? How can your strengths exploit their vulnerabilities? This creates a mental compass. Even with unexpected detours, you'll have a basic route mapped. When facing Boris Becker, Gilbert targeted his forehand despite its power, knowing Becker would get frustrated when it failed. At the 1987 U.S. Open, this strategy helped Gilbert stage a comeback when Becker's composure crumbled. Against Jimmy Connors, Gilbert's preparation was entirely different, mentally preparing to block out Connors' chaos. This early mental edge benefits recreational players even more, since most opponents arrive unprepared. Just 10 focused minutes of preparation can dramatically improve your chances of victory. Equipment preparation provides a pre-match advantage often overlooked by recreational players. While casual players bring only basics, competitors come fully prepared for competition. Water is Gilbert's top priority. The secret energy drink, undervalued because it's free. His rule? Drink water before the match to protect yourself in the first set. Drink during the first set to protect yourself in the second. Don't wait for thirst, which signals you're already dehydrated. Professionals carry multiple rackets, not just for breakage, but for different string tensions. Recreational players should bring at least 2 identical rackets, ideally 3 with varying tensions if affordable. Gilbert's bag contains medical supplies, extra clothing, and maintenance items. Extra shoes and dry socks prevent blisters and provide a psychological boost. Packing his bag, like a pilot's pre-flight checklist, ensures preparation for any circumstance and mentally readies him for the match, part of his DRM approach, don't rush me. Even in casual play, proper equipment preparation gives you an early advantage. Nervousness before matches is natural. It's your body preparing for challenge. Quality players harness this energy while controlling negative effects. Uncontrolled nervousness makes legs heavy, freezes movement, and causes poor decisions, as seen when Messier melted down against Connors, resorting to underhand serves after repeated double faults. Gilbert offers 4 techniques to manage pre-match jitters. First, breathe like you've got asthma. Take deep breaths to combat shallow breathing. Second, develop happy feet. Stay on the balls of your feet for quick movement that reduces nerves and projects confidence. Third, read the label. During warm-up, try reading the print on the ball to track it while distracting your mind. Fourth, sing a song quietly during warm-up to maintain composure. The key principle, your mind can't think of 2 things simultaneously. During pressure points, focus on your game plan instead of your nerves, diverting attention from tension toward the next point. Every player's game is like a combination lock, difficult without the code, but manageable once you have it. Gilbert's analytical approach focuses on implementation rather than power. He positions himself for preferred shots while forcing opponents into uncomfortable situations. Understanding match dynamics requires tracking how points are won and lost. Is your opponent winning at net, exploiting your second serve? Which side are they vulnerable on? Most recreational players miss these patterns. Gilbert mentions one who didn't realize his opponent was left-handed until midway through the first set. Gilbert's analytical mindset grew from his childhood sports obsession. As a young pro, he created a little black book documenting opponents' weaknesses. Under pressure, the ultimate lie detector, players reveal their true game. When trailing, they avoid weak shots that seemed fine when leading. Gilbert exploited this by targeting weaknesses during crucial moments. Gilbert recommends scouting opponents while analyzing yourself, too. Have friends track your statistics or consult pros about your vulnerabilities. The most effective athletes are the ones who know their weaknesses, he writes, citing quarterbacks who maximize strengths while minimizing limitations. Gilbert identifies 7 overlooked hidden ad points, critical moments that significantly impact match dynamics when opponents are mentally asleep. The first is the setup point, points at 30-30, 15-30, or deuce that lead to ad points. Winning at 30-30 puts you 1 point from winning while your opponent needs 3. Gilbert's rule, get it in or get it back. Serve reliably or return safely rather than attempting spectacular shots. The second is the setup game. Any game that moves a player within 1 game of winning the set, especially at 4-4 or 5-5. Gilbert's approach, play like a boa constrictor. Apply steady pressure without flashy shots, forcing opponents into mistakes. Other hidden ad points include dictate games, first 2 games of second set, stretching a lead, stopping the match from slipping away, slowing tempo when behind, tiebreaker tactics, approaching tiebreakers as mini sets, and closing out a match, avoiding overconfidence when serving for victory. Have you ever noticed how match momentum can shift in just a few key moments? Gilbert's framework identifies exactly when these critical junctures occur. Gilbert's greatest contribution to tennis was transforming Andre Agassi from tennis's wild child into the world's highest number one player. Though Andre reached number 3 and won Wimbledon in 92, his enormous potential remained largely untapped due to inconsistency. When Andre, ranked 32nd, sought advice in 94, Gilbert identified key issues: playing too deep, lacking consistency, and relying on huge winners when pressured. Their partnership quickly yielded results, as Andre won the Canadian Open and claimed the U.S. Open as an unseeded player. Gilbert taught Andre the essence of winning ugly, knowing how to win even when not at your best. His core philosophy was work a plan, understand your strengths and weaknesses, analyze your opponent, and exploit their vulnerabilities. Andre's transformation came when he realized his mind had been his weakness. With Gilbert, he developed mental toughness that earned opponents respect. Gilbert's philosophy extends beyond tennis. 5% of challenges your opponent is unbeatable, 5% you're unbeatable, but 90% are winnable with the right approach.